champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here. All right, boys. It's the moment we've all been waiting for. It's another Gay Bros podcast. I'm here with my gay bro.
Heading into playoffs. It's a great week to be back on the pod. We're looking forward to reviewing the season, talking about the matchups. Very in-depth look at the trash zone that continues.
Such a bum.
And a lot of questions at the end.
Yeah, it's going to be a great pod. I'm probably most excited for this pod than any other one before, even though it's kind of a devastating pod for Big Trust with hashtag Dead Dumb Way, but we'll be all right. We really will be all right. All right, with the first order of business, we were just going to go through each team, give a little season recap, you know, what went well, what didn't. And I guess we'll start with Jack because he's at the top of my list, right?
You know, Jack doesn't want to lose his spot in the league. He's showing that.
He's really fighting for it.
He's got a squad. He's got their best receiving core in the league. And sadly, I've got to take it head on this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough challenge for the Big Nose Ballers, but you really wouldn't want it any other way. I'm just thankful for your sake that he doesn't have Amari Cooper. We know you've run into some serious issues with Amari Cooper in the playoffs in the past.
I've had many issues in the past with Amari Cooper.
But too many.
I've really ruined my day and almost ruined my year at times.
But, yeah, Jack has really just exceeded expectations in a major way.
I mean, your panic mode week when you gave him that deal, it really turned things around for him. And although it was a panic move kind of deal, I mean, it's greatly benefited him.
Oh, it's benefited him greatly. And you know, I knew it would in the long run, but I just had to make a move to win, and I still didn't win because it ended up being Travis Fulgham's week to get 0 points, like a fucking bum. But I should have seen it coming. That's really on me. Anyways, Jack, you know, you just had a great year. I don't know how primed his team is for a championship run, though, to be honest. I just don't know it. But we will see.
Tough banking on Melbo and DeMont as your RBs.
Yeah, especially Taysom Hill, quarterback's really just a wild card. So.
All right, we'll go to Nutter next.
I mean, this is just one of the worst fantasy teams I've ever fucking seen in my life. I don't know how the fuck this piece of shit is in the playoffs.
He strikes again finding the backup wire or running back.
My God.
Is Peyton Barber, who now he comes in the starting role, but I mean, he's playing San Fran, and again, it's Peyton Barber.
I mean, there's nothing like Peyton Barber in a horrible matchup that's going to get you a lot of fantasy points.
Yeah.
There's just nothing more exciting than that.
His rostered RB count is now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's got 7 of them still. So, you know, you can always make the right choice when you're choosing between 7 RBs.
I mean, he's got 2 great receivers, but I just and Aaron Rodgers is obviously hot, but this team is just very bad. I don't understand what's happening.
You just don't know if they can get it done on a consistent base for 3 weeks, you know?
Luckily
Jefferson can only do so much.
Luckily for Cade, his matchup in the playoffs is with our next team, which is the work type of guys. Which, I mean, the receiving core is really, should be strong. But, you know, the running backs are really a question mark every week.
He's getting Carson back, getting into his role again. Tannehill, I don't know what he's been doing. He's been decent.
Tannehill's all right. I mean, the running back, Jonathan Taylor just really cannot be counted on in any way. But Michael Thomas and Keenan Allen. And that's the thing. It's like Michael Thomas can't even really be counted on because there's no Drew Brees.
If MT can show up, then, you know, he's in for a run. But Max, there's definitely a lot of wild cards on that roster.
If Max wants to have a real shot at winning this, he needs Drew Brees back, in my opinion. He needs old Michael Thomas. He can still get it done with Taysom just because he's a dude. But, like,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Next up, we got Sup Poopy Pants. Here's another just a bad team that's made it into the playoffs. He finished 6-7, but
he had his hopes crushed.
Actually, didn't make him.
Actually, I don't know if he would have made it either way, but he was right on the edge and couldn't make it, even with Ty Hill having 60 points.
God. You know. I mean, we've seen there was some good moves from Ross this year, like the Justin Herbert pickup was huge, but he's also had some bad luck, like Mostert being hurt, Zeke turning into a complete fucking bum. I mean, it's really because Dak and the line got turned to shit, but still.
He's got a real deep roster, but, you know, being deep, it don't help.
I mean, it's a bold move to sit Jarvey after back-to-back 20-point weeks, but I'm glad he's playing DJ Chark over him personally as his opponent, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, he played Charky last week too, and I didn't really understand it. Yeah. And he was, I think, ended up being the worst out of all the options. So,
but
he
we'll see. He's
this week with it, so we'll see how it goes. Maybe it's just because he wants that tap, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely wants the tap. That much is clear. That much is very clear.
He's trying to be subtle about it.
Shit. All right, next
my team hurts, and his team does continue to hurt.
It does. But honestly, it was an impressive salvage job. I'm just going to be honest. You would have maybe expected a winless season, and here he is, not even last in the division, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean,
he put on
a good run, but, I mean, TB12 hasn't done a whole lot for him this year. Some games, big duds. He's been running through every possible Giants running back since Saquon went down. and that just, you know, it doesn't work.
Diggs has been a fucking beast, though. Credit to Mike for seeing that. I thought he was going to be a bust.
That was a slept-on pick.
Absolutely.
Turned out to be amazing.
I mean, I think most people just assumed that, like, he wasn't going to get the volume, but turns out he's been an absolute monster. So,
yeah.
CD's good, even though he's still got this bummy quarterback situation. But anyways, Mike, decent salvage job. I don't know what your chances are to beat Ryan, but we'll see. Last in the division is everyone's daddy. Everyone's daddy right now. I want to remind you all once again, I am the champ, and I am better than all of you because I'm still the champ, and I don't really care what anybody says.
He is the champ for three more weeks.
I will forever be your champ. I want you all to know that. But,
well, that's debatable.
And I will be back and win it all next year, guaranteed. But anyways, it's just been a brutal year for my squad. I mean, Saquon, done. My second-round pick, fucking whoever it was. I mean, it was basically Lamar and Kenny Galladay. I reached for Lamar because I love him more than life itself, and he's been great this year, but largely a disappointment. I'm man enough to say it, fantasy-wise and real-life-wise, but still the GOAT. And then I traded James Conner for Nick Chubb after week one, where Nick Chubb proceeded to get hurt for about 8 weeks. Kenny Galladay has played like 3 games this year, so there's basically my top 4 picks just completely busting in every way. Mostly out of injury, one out of just a biased reach by me, and I'll accept that, but just a devastating year for the best manager in the league by a long shot. And if there's one thing we know, it's that I'll be back up soon. It's just a minor setback for a major comeback.
The fact that he will be back, because at the moment he's got nothing to say for it.
It's a minor setback for a major comeback, is really what it is.
That's what we like to hear.
I feel like Brandon Gordon after a surgery or some shit. Like, he's, you know what I mean? It's really just that. All right, next up in the recap.
All right, suck my cock.
Such a fucking bomb.
I've got a lot of words, a lot of words, and I might just save it for the final segment. And we can run over it then, because there's just so much with Ben that I don't know what to do anymore. I don't even know if I like the guy anymore. Like, I feel like we can't be friends. He's just
very reasonable.
He's
very reasonable.
I mean, he has no control of it, but he has pissed me off in a way that no one ever has.
Very reasonable. Very reasonable. It's as I said back in week 6. I'm consistently praying on Ben's downfall, and that hasn't changed.
It's changed. Like, I've been disrespecting his team since probably week 2.
I mean,
maybe probably a draft night, honestly. But
this team just sucks so fucking bad.
He came out and he smacked my cheeks. He had the best game of the season. And you hate when that happens after you've been disrespecting him all the season. But I can't let off because it's such a trash-ass roster.
It's so bad. I mean, he doesn't even really have a star. That's what pisses me off. Like, at least someone like Cade, whose team also fucking sucks, let's get that on the record, has DeAndre Hopkins.
That's not true. Ben has a star.
Oh, you're right. I forgot he had Kenyon.
At the bottom spot. No, not Kenyon Drake. Young Hoku.
Yeah, he's a beast.
No joke, is probably his best player.
He's averaging damn near 13 points, which is fucking ridiculous. But
it's a guaranteed matchup win every week.
Kenyon Drake is a star. Let's not get that twisted. I mean, he's averaging almost 14 points a game, which is what you want out of your first-round pick. So.
Absolutely.
His team just sucks so goddamn bad. That's all there is to it, really. I don't get it. It's baffling.
It's I baffling. Hope to God I see him in these playoffs. I hope to God.
I mean, he's just...
But we'll have more for it in the TZ at the end.
He's just so bad. Next, we got Autism Eckler. Eli, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was definitely praying on his downfall because he seemed to fuck me over back-to-back weeks. But, I mean, the Eckler move was good. It was a good move.
Yeah, I mean, Crowder's kind of fallen off a little bit since he acquired. Kamara's obviously taken a little bit of a dip with Taysom Hill at center.
No Kizzy.
I don't know.
Travis Kelce's just a fucking superstar.
Go for 160, but at the same time, he's shown a couple weeks that he can put up some scores.
I mean, this is definitely an inconsistent team, but like
a week. I was definitely more afraid of it than I am now. Earlier in the season.
It's boom or bust for sure, but like a week where fucking Kamara, Eckler, and Travis Kelce all go off is just. It's just scary. It's a scary team.
It can certainly go.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to see that team. Unlike last year in the playoffs when I won by like 80 in the championship. Don't ever forget that, you guys. I dominated this league last year. Anyways.
Next is my own Big Nose Ballers. I've had a lot of frustration with my team this year.
No doubt.
Actually, not with my team. My team's been great. In fact, the only team to score over 1,700 points. So, I mean, if you didn't score over 1,700, you're kind of bummed. However, with that, I also topped the most in the points against column, which, you know, it's pissed me off a whole lot. I had a chance to get a good seeding this week playing Casey, but, you know, Lamar decided he was going to be a good quarterback this week.
And I genuinely hated to do that to my game, bro.
Marvin
I really
Jones
did.
Decided
really
he did. Had his best game of the season. Just things happen.
No doubt.
And it really grinded my gears and pushed me the wrong way. But we're getting some dudes back, getting a fully healthy roster, and I am I'm looking forward to my matchup this week.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, there's not even any Gabriel bias right now. I've got full confidence in the Big Nose Ballers. This is a scary team. This is a scary team.
I mean, I've got the best quarterback in the league. I've got the best running back in the league.
I mean, when you have the second best quarterback in the league, there's almost nothing you can.
I know, especially when you have the best quarterback.
The second best quarterback in the league, he's a fucking beast, though. Anyways, we got time to start trying, Clint. Kyler Murray's just really fallen off since
he did start trying at the right time, though.
He did, and we commend that. But since this injury, Kyler just hasn't been the same, which is just brutal timing. But hopefully, he can pick it back up. Derrick Henry's got an unbelievable schedule.
Shoulder injury, he should still be able to move those little legs, but
you think. But yeah. Apparently he's just a bum. But
any team with Derrick Henry in these fantasy playoffs can go a long way. He's got by far the best matchups of any player in the playoffs, honestly.
It's not a great start with Robert Woods 8 points, but it really could have been predicted, to be honest, with Gilmore guarding him for a lot of the night. And there was just a bad game script, but it's just not an ideal start.
He's expected more out of Sanders, who has absolutely fallen off as the Eagles have all around, because Carson Wentz is the worst quarterback after Cam Newton to ever walk the planet.
No doubt. I'll tell you what's interesting is he's rostering 4 defenses currently, and I have no idea why. Wow. Because I was like, do the Giants just have a good matchup coming up? But they absolutely don't. They play Arizona, Cleveland, and Baltimore. So I don't really know what he's thinking holding the Giants. The Dolphins play Kansas City, New England, and Vegas, so I guess I could see it. But then he also has the Patriots for some reason.
Would you still be running both Pittsburgh receivers, or would you throw Robbie?
I would be playing – if it was me, I would probably be playing – I would definitely be playing Deontay. I would take Juju's bum ass out of there, and I would have either Robbie or Sanders in. Because
like Robbie. I mean, I think they're down a couple dudes too now with COVID.
Yeah, and DJ Moore's out. DJ Moore's out, which is big. I don't trust Juju at all, though. I've never really been a fan. But Deontay's a beast.
Yeah, he's had 2 weeks in a row where he got 8 catches for 37 yards and 7 catches for 28
yards.
Yeah,
he's just...
How are you catching...
I don't know, man.
4 yards.
I don't think he's that... I just don't think he's that good, really, to be honest. He had that 1 year with Antonio Brown killing it, but I don't think he's a great receiver. Anyways... On to Jake. I mean, it's just, I feel for Jake, really, because I've had similar issues with my star top pick. But, I mean, it's still, and especially because Julio's hurt now, too. You guys saw in the chat, I'll have an updated playoff prediction for you guys because I'm changing it with the update of Christian McCaffrey's status, but we'll see how it goes for Jake. Without Christian McCaffrey, I don't have much faith in this roster.
The blow to CMC is definitely taking him out a little bit.
Without doubt.
I don't know. Clyde didn't ever really turn out to be what, you know, we thought he might be.
No doubt.
He's had some good games, but he certainly hasn't been there.
He's been just okay.
The workhorse catching passes out the backfield.
Yeah, definitely.
And then he continues, even after he got this loss last week to Ben, which put him down to whatever seed he is, because he played the Titans defense for -6 when the Rams got 13.
Jeez.
And he goes back the next week and he keeps the Titans defense and the Rams put up 20.
Yeah, I don't.
Obviously, it's easy to say after it happens, but
it's baffling.
I don't get it. The Rams defense has been unstoppable.
Yeah, the Rams are phenomenal. Cam Newton obviously sucks ass. And the Titans are the 25th ranked defense. So
they haven't scored under 7 points in 7 weeks.
The Rams?
I don't see the logic.
The Rams?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very questionable move on Jake's part, but I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes for Jake.
It's another point of how Ben remains the luckiest motherfucker on the earth.
So,
why I despise him so much.
No doubt. Very.
He gets another matchup against a CMC-less Jake, where now who knows if Julio's
going to play. Seriously.
And then he makes the wrong defensive choice.
Seriously. It's fucking ridiculous. Anyways, Ryan's team, I mean, he's got an absolute fraud at QB1 in Russell Wilson. He's got the second best running back on the Browns, even though for some unknown reason he still claims he's better. Actually, that's not true. He saw him have one good run, so obviously he's better. He's got JD McKissick, who's got more value now with no Gibby. And, I mean,
I thought he was going to have a late season come up, but he could never really figure it out.
He just couldn't
never
get
it together.
But at least he had Cam Akers on the bench tonight, which is what you're always looking for.
Dear God, am I happy that I do not have Josh Jacobs anymore, or else I would be
married. No doubt. All right.
I could put him off on a useless game.
I think that does it for the season recaps. I mean, not everyone's satisfied with their result. That's speaking from experience, but that's the joy of fantasy. And I'm excited for these playoffs, and I think we'll give you guys our projections right about now, right?
Yeah, you want to run through matchups or just go predictions?
We can just go through matchups during a prediction. So it's game one, decaf or suck my cock it. I mean, you guys saw that I predicted Jake to make it all the way to the championship just because that side of the bracket is really just very weak. But now, no Christian McCaffrey and no Julio probably. It's not to mention he's fucking didn't get the Rams defense points. It's like you want to lose, Jake, to be honest. And
it's like if he wanted the ass hat, he needed to know that you can't make the winner
yeah, for real.
And still get the ass hat if you lose it all.
I have, unfortunately, and this is devastating, but I unfortunately have no choice but to put my money on Ben, unfortunately.
And nobody wants to put their money
on. I don't feel good about it. I actually I threw up in my mouth a little bit when I made that pick, but I just have to do it, sadly. Max,
are we doing our predictions right now?
I mean, do you want to go through each game like in depth?
Let's go game by game.
Okay.
Right. All right, Max and Cade. I don't know. We've talked about Cade and his RB situation, and he just continues to run through him. But I think this is going to be a really close matchup.
Definitely.
And you know, Michael Thomas coming alive or not could be the deciding factor, something like that.
I mean, Cade has two backup running backs against two phenomenal defenses, and he's got DeAndre Hopkins matched up 1-on-1 against James Bradbury all game, which is a very good corner. I'm going Max. I think
there is a scenario where this becomes a coup game. Where
there's a scenario,
I don't know, man. That
but there's just
that's
too many,
something that he could go for a big number.
There's too many mouths to feed on. I mean, I could see it, but I think his running backs could reasonably combine for 10. Like, he's gonna hope that Peyton Barber falls in the end zone.
Basis.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is obviously gonna go silly because he's gonna on his way to winning the MVP or hopefully.
Yeah, he's gonna throw it but, every time to MPS.
Exactly. But shoot, I don't trust that Seahawks defense. The Jets are going to put up some points. Let's be real. And Max has Keenan Allen against Atlanta. Michael Thomas doesn't have a great matchup with Darius Slay either, but, like,
I don't like the idea of Max starting two of these Giants guys, but, I mean, he's been doing it for a little bit now, and Evan Ingram's been decent for the tight end spot.
Ingram's been better, and Shepard is very reliable. He's very reliable. Yeah,
again, put up some numbers. I don't know who I'd tell him to put ahead.
Nobody.
Hollywood?
Nah, you can't trust Hollywood. You just can't trust Hollywood.
I think it's going to be a really close matchup.
Yeah, I'm going Max, though. Anyways, the Big Nose Ballers versus... I don't know what LBDG stands for, do you?
It was, as I hate to say that I could be defeated by this team, it is the Leah Beyer Dream Gang Bang. when my sister was coming home for Thanksgiving, I asked that he change it or break it, because she would not see.
I see. Anyways, I mean, I think the spread is probably going to favor Leah Beyer's Dream Gang Bang in this one, but... smart money has their bets on the Big Nose Ballers. That's all I'm saying.
That is facts.
I mean,
there's a lot of areas I'm worried about. Devontae going silly as usual. David Montgomery somehow getting hot at the right time, playing the worst run D in the league. A little bit of Ridley if Julio's not playing.
Yeah.
And the best defensive matchup that you could have playing against Philadelphia with the Saints.
This is brutal.
It's a scary thing for. Might I say once again, the total point champion after playing in the first round.
It's brutal. But, I mean, Devontae's a lock for at least 20, at least. You hope he doesn't go over 30. And, I mean, Jack's just got good matchups all around. But, I mean, and you hate to see Dalvin against Tampa Bay, too. But, at the same time, Tampa Bay doesn't have what's-his-name? Vita Vea, or is that who it is?
You know, as long as I can get my boy in the end zone once, maybe twice, I think he puts up a good number, and I'm really looking for Aaron Jones to give me something.
I mean, Mark Andrews is going to carry you to the fucking promised land on Monday night.
I think he could, too. I think he's kind of people are just forgetting about
the Ravens,
him. Like, he's there.
The Ravens own the Browns. I'm very excited to watch this matchup, but my money's on Adam, even though I think it's going to come down to the wire, and it's probably going to be a barn burner.
I really need my man Swift to get back to those RB1 performances. It's very annoying that a coach who is now fired could get his player a midweek concussion. It just shouldn't happen.
No doubt. We got Clint versus Eli. I don't know, man. I can't trust Kyler, but at the same time, I feel like at this point it's hard to bet against Josh Allen, just because. Who did they play last week?
They're playing Pitt this week though. Yeah. So
right, but they played. Did they not play a good team last week?
They
played San Fran last week and he fucking balled out. So, yeah. But Pittsburgh is really good. I mean, it's just.
Who knows? It could be a rainy day in Orchard Park and Josh can't get a handle on the ball. Who knows?
It's in Pittsburgh, but...
No, it's in Buffalo, I think.
Oh, yeah, it is in Buffalo. That's my fault.
I don't know. I think this could be the week that Kyler gets back to who he is and Derrick Henry eats against the disgusting Jets.
Yeah, no. Derrick Henry is going to go crazy regardless, but... I got Eli slightly, but it's... I don't know. It's close.
I mean, if there's anyone who's going to match up against Travis Kelce at tight end, it's
Darren Wall. Definitely. So. But then again, they do play Indy. Might have that boy Darius Leonard on him.
It's truly a shame that we had to put the four best teams on one side of the bracket.
No doubt. Anyways, my predictions, as I said, I have an updated prediction. I'm going Ben, Max, Adam, and Eli this week, and then I'm going as much as... it's just so gross. No offense, you guys. But you said it yourself in the chat yesterday, Max, so I don't even feel bad saying it. I mean, it's just so gross picking one of Max or Ben to make the championship, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to go Ben. He's gotten lucky this long. He might as well get lucky again. And then whoever wins between Adam or Eli should fucking destroy him in the championship. My money's on Adam, and my money's on Adam to win it all. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be a fun playoffs.
We've got very similar brackets. I'm obviously going with myself over my own sister, Boom Gang Bang. I think that, sadly, as I will give him shit for another week, as I have every week, that Ben's going to luck out and do another win. He'll make it to the second round. And then between Cade and Max, I think it's going to be very close, as I said. I think I would say Max, just, you know, the RBs give him an edge, and his wide receivers could easily match up with Cade's or beat them. But as I said, it'll be a very close game. And then I think Clint, regardless of Robert Woods not doing a whole lot tonight, I think he can get out of a good win out of this and make it past Eli. And then is that all four of them? Yeah, and then I think the next round, Max and Ben, obviously, just not what you want to see in a semifinal. But I think that, I hope that, depending on the other side, that Ben makes it out of this, so that when I beat Clint's team in the semifinals, that I get a matchup with quite possibly the worst team in the league, and I will have my vengeance game where I kick his ass and I let him know about it for the next year.
Hopefully.
That's just a dream.
That's just what we all want to see. It really is.
And then
let's go over. We
don't need to go over the match.
I have the exact same thought. I'm gonna go myself over Ross just because I have to, and I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go Mike over Ryan just because I hope Ryan loses so badly, and then I'm going Ross over Ryan in the toilet bowl.
I think, simply because I'm praying
on Ryan's downfall very hard.
I think Ross loses, and I think that Mike will lose.
That'd be huge.
I think Gowdy's just—he's got some talent, and I don't know.
Sadly.
And then I think that I want to say that Ross pulls the starters and takes it because we know he wants to, but I do think that Mike will.
He wants
the
it
ultimate
so bad.
Loser for this season, as we all thought he would be midway through.
I mean, it's just exciting matchups all along because the punishments is actually high stakes this year instead of a non-enforced punishment for fucking Tanner. But I'm just excited for it. Let's get into everybody's favorite segment before we answer these questions. Adam, I'm just going to let you take this one away.
Okay. Ben Maher.
So God, trash.
I hope he's listening real close. You just have such a world that a team starting Kenyon Drake and Miles Gaskin is 10-3 is just not a world I want to live in. Okay? You get Godwin, who is quite possibly your best pick, and he turns out to be just meh. You get Tyler Lockett, the biggest boomer bust play in the history of fantasy football.
No cap.
And I just can't get behind it. And now you've got Curtis Samuel sitting in your flex spot. Looking like he's on the COVID list, I'm pretty sure.
Such a bum.
Yeah, I believe he is.
Can't play Robbie,
you know, your
bro,
bench
please.
Is just, the bench is full of bums, and bums that I gave you. Tim Patrick, however, not a bum. That's a man who should be on my roster, and I'm still very salty about that. But I will never support you. I will never support your team, your fantasy decisions, honestly, your life decisions for that matter. I just, and the worst part of it all is you've got quite possibly the worst team name out of anybody.
No doubt.
You literally Googled team names with Tyler Lockett in it.
Oh my, boo.
Like, you
boo.
Can't do
it. Boo.
It's a shame that this man ended up being 10-3. And in a week where his luck was so close to running out, he loses Fuller. It looks like he's going to lose the one seed. And then what do you know? Benny Snell and Clyde Edwards. Layer can't combine for a total of 4 points, and you somehow get a win more undeserving than any other this season. You just, and a side note, he continues to text me on a weekly basis talking about how Hunter Henry is on the same level as Mandrews, and that alone just tells you that he is the biggest fantasy bum this world has ever seen. And dear God, I hope you can get 2 wins to make it to the championship and see me, because it'll be a great week.
Damn. I mean, I don't know if I even need to say anything, to be honest. I'm just going to let that stand. And
I question on a daily basis whether we're still friends at this point. I don't know that it can continue. It's sad. It's sad.
Yeah.
But luckily, we've got a good Maher in the league to make up for it, so that's something.
I don't even need to say anything other than we're all praying on your downfall, Ben. We're all praying on it.
Yep.
Let's get to these questions. I mean, this is just an electric slate of questions. I'm going to say that first of all. The first one is, if you could rank yourself...
Where the first one's at.
I'm at it. If you could rank yourself the best in the world at one thing, what would it be? I would say I would probably rank myself as best at gay butt sex with AB.
For a special request by Max.
Nah, but in a serious note, I was thinking about this and couldn't quite think of an answer, so I'm going to circle back to it.
I totally meant to think about this before the pod.
It's just a hard question, really. I mean, I would say gambling.
I even thought about it in the car when Max sent it last week.
Yeah.
And I was trying to come up
Me
with
too.
Stuff.
I mean, hypothetical gambling, I'm pretty much at a pro level at. Best in the world, probably not, but maybe top five. So, I don't know if I could give myself that officially.
I mean, the thing is I know he really wants a good answer here.
I know.
And I don't want to give him one that isn't great.
I know. Let's circle back to it. Let's circle back.
Yeah.
Most overrated food. I said this before. Ice cream is extremely overrated, but I have another extremely hot take. Hot take alert. Chicken wings, very overrated. Very
chicken,
overrated.
Chicken wings, like...
As in, like, you're going to Buffalo Wild Wings and you're getting some wings.
Shoot.
Very overrated.
I can certainly not get behind that. Mostly because I've had the greatest wings in the world in Buffalo, New York. And I will never think of wings the same because they are the greatest food that is ever... Well, they're not the greatest, but they certainly are not an overrated food.
I mean, some wings are good, but, like, when people were like, yo, let's go get wings, I'm like, really? Wings? Like, come on. Like, it's just eh. You know what I mean? But
that's
fair. It's a hot take for a reason.
Yeah.
Do you have a most overrated food?
Most overrated.
All right, don't force it if you don't have one. Don't force it. Let's just move on to most underrated.
We're just going to have to let things come. There are just a whole lot of questions
no
that
doubt.
We have no time.
Most underrated? Okay. I don't know how... I mean, this is just an obscure choice, but we get these little, like, fruit boxes in our lunches and dinners every day here, and breakfast, now that I say it. And there's one thing I look forward to in these little fruit boxes every fucking day, which is the honeydew. Honeydew is gas. But people
well,
seem
now
to...
Now that you say that, I guess I'll put that as one of the most overrated.
People
foods.
Seem to hate on honeydew consistently, but it goes silly. It goes silly.
Honeydew and melon,
You're tripping. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Most perfectly rated, I couldn't really think of anything.
There's too many follow-ups on these.
Yeah, no doubt. Worst thing and best thing about every person in the league, we have collectively, as a Gay Bros organization, decided to skip. Just both out of respect for time and out of respect for we don't really want to get into the bad things about everyone in the league because there's no bad things. Yeah, exactly. Whose mom is the best cook in the league? I mean, is this really even a question? Like, if Jeff Beyer was a mom, I might say Jeff Beyer. But I think the answer is almost without a doubt Esther, right?
I was going Esther as well.
Like, is there anybody else that even comes to mind?
Anyone who can...
Oh, shit. I'm totally disrespecting Karen Knutson right now.
Yeah, Karen goes crazy with cinnamon rolls.
Dude. Oh.
That... Karen's cinnamon rolls are truly undefeated, as well as little snacks.
But
we're talking like a big dinner or something like we've had it.
Yeah. And those of us who went to Jake's Bible studies, when Esther whipped us up that food, that shit was gas. So I'm going Esther.
Be there out of respect for my own religion and not being invited because I am Jewish.
That was very discriminatory, Jake. But anyways, cutest dog? I mean, is this even a fucking question? Is this even a question? It's like you guys haven't seen my baby girl, Maddie. It's like you've never seen her. She's the sweetest little baby in the whole world. And I'm every single day I think about how beautiful it's going to be when I walk through the door of my home and she jumps all over me and gives me kisses and shit.
Yeah, I will go with the Lord and Savior that is Hank Knutson.
Hank is cute as fuck, too.
And quite possibly female Hank. The new girl.
I've never met her.
I have not seen her yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, Hank's a good candidate, but nobody really competes with my Maddie girl. Anyways, worst dog? Dude, how many of us even have dogs? That's what I was thinking about earlier. I don't even have a candidate for worst dog. Because, like, I think, I mean, I hate to say it. I really do. I genuinely hate to say this. But unfortunately, the first dog that came to mind is old Roxy, as much as I hate to say it. But I'll tell you what, you get a nice paper towel for your hand, and you give her some pets, and she's the best dog in the whole world. She loves those paper towel pets. And can you blame her? Can you fucking blame her? So
Yeah, I don't know that I've got a worse dog selection. Yeah,
I want to make it official. I'm not choosing Roxy. I think Roxy, she's a wonderful dog. But anyways, most likely to get canceled as an adult. What do you think, Adam?
I think that, you know, there's people like Max who say a lot of things.
Right.
And you never know when something like that can come back.
No doubt.
Although we know it's purely comedic or oftentimes very factual. it can come back in the future. But if we're going to talk about something like making a decision out of stupidity that comes back and haunts you, it could very well be Mike himself.
It would have to be Mike. Yeah, I mean, Mike definitely seems like the top choice. However, I do worry, not often, but occasionally, about the Gay Bros collectively getting canceled if the wrong ears fall on an old episode of the pod.
Yeah, especially Dylan.
If Dylan Jordan ever hears this pod, bro, it's GG's. It's literally GG's. anyways, can cold pizza compete? I mean, absolutely not. Cold pizza is shit anyways. Yeah. And fresh cooked pizza is amazing.
Pizza is beef.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cookies. Throw in the toaster.
Cookies or cookie dough? Adam?
I mean, I'm always down to eat a little ball of cookie dough, but
yeah.
If you get me a nice warm cookie fresh out the oven, especially a Carrington instant cookie, then I will take that.
That's just absolutely the right answer. Cookie dough is meh. The good cookies are fucking the real deal.
But I mean, don't get me wrong. Cookie dough can certainly hit.
It can, but like after like a little ball of it, you're like, I don't want any more fucking cookie dough. I'll tell you what does hit is cookie dough balance bars. Them Johns go crazy.
That is fast.
Them Johns go silly. Who would win in a cage match between Gowdy and Ben Shapiro? I mean, Gowdy talked a lot of shit after this, but smart money has their bets on Ben Shapiro. I'm telling you that much. I'm telling you that much right now.
I mean, Gowdy's follow-up saying Ben Shapiro is the embodiment of a vagina doesn't bode well for his previous...
No doubt.
...previous night in the league, basically, just trying to puss his way out of the league.
Here's how I think the fight would go. I think that Gowdy would be talking a lot of shit before it and then lose, but it'd be okay because he didn't really care anyways and he wasn't really trying anyways. So, like, it doesn't really matter that he lost. Like, he wasn't even trying, you know?
I don't know that there would be a single hit land. I don't think they're going to fight at all. I think they're going to be yelling.
I mean, you know that Gowdy has the clear advantage in terms of arm length. So he could probably just stand far away and just, like, reach out and slap. But, I mean, Ben Shapiro's definitely feisty. He's definitely feisty.
But, I mean, he is also, like, a legal pitcher, so.
Yeah, I mean, you also, I mean, I hate to say it, but you got to consider the religious orientation of Ben Shapiro when you're considering this debate. And I think the big nose ballers are as qualified to speak on this issue as anyone.
You must respect it.
You do. You really simply must. I'm not going to say whether that's a good or bad thing, but you just must respect it. Why do all my homies hate Colton Young? I mean, that's as simple of a question as why do all my homies hate that bitch who broke Clint's heart? Oh, I mean, Jack Johnson is a douche.
I was leaning it towards basically why do all my homies hate basically the rest of your class?
Oh, I mean, I think that the rest of my class is a bunch of douchebags. I mean, that's without a doubt. And
they really just took off out of nowhere.
Like, I mean, they're just. I mean, at least it's
next level.
They're super. They're definitely like super sick and having like tons of fucking parties and shit at college, and that's dope. But they're very douchey. I think Max was attacking it from an angle of, like, Colton unfortunately got in the way of true love. You know, like, nobody could really make TikToks the way Ben and Jill did, and it was just sad to see that come to an end. But I mean, we all know that they're still going to end up with Ben. You know what? I'm just going to let it be. But
we bashed on Ben.
Yeah.
We don't need to go back to his past.
Well, Westland Family single-handedly keeps Papa Murphy's in business.
Hey, shout out the boy in the canyon.
Shout out the Grand Canyon, dude. It's just a beautiful, fucking monument. Oh, I'll tell you what,
I don't know why there's anyone who would ever want to keep Papa Murphy's in business.
Papa Murphy's is so shit. But I'll tell you what, Jake, I was doing some football fundraising them junior year in every house we went to. You know this Papa Murphy's deal? We actually use that every Friday or whatever the fuck it was. Like, we know, Jake.
You were saying that?
Yes, to every family on the pitch, bro. I know one deal that my family's actually found really helpful was this $5 off Papa Murphy's. Like, bro, none of these people want Papa Murphy's, Jake. That's all you.
Yeah, no, it's got to be the worst restaurant and possibly America.
Do females deserve equal pay?
Well, this is one of those times where we could end up being the ones who get canceled as adults. And so without a doubt, females do deserve equal
without
pay.
Without a doubt. And honestly, I'm a bit sickened by the audacity of the question. I'm a little bit worried that the question doesn't say, do females deserve more pay? Because the answer to that is clearly yes.
There's definitely more of an argument saying that they should be paid more because, I mean, yeah, we're just going to leave it.
It's a great call. It's a great call. Will you be buying a Boots new shirt?
I was actually going to send this in the chat earlier. I just didn't get it. Who the hell is going to wear that? I'm not saying anything against the message. I'm not hating on a man trying to do good in the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Or preach what he wants to preach. But who in their right mind is going to wear that shit? Come on. I'm not wearing white privilege across my chest. I don't want to see a boot wearing it either, bro.
I'll tell you what. I DM'd a boot when I saw that, and I said, will you respectfully make a demophobia shirt? For us demisexuals who are constantly underrepresented, and if he made that, I would snap that shit up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
No comment. Who comes to mind when you see the black heart emoji? Well, I mean, I first off want to say that anyone who uses the black heart emoji in an Instagram caption of any sort is probably a really, like, sick and cool dude. I don't know who has...
Very edgy.
I don't know who has done it before. I mean, generally it's edgy, but, like, let's say you did it for like a football post, like an end of season type thing, you're probably a pretty fucking sick guy. That's just what I've heard though. So I don't know. But who comes to mind? I'm gonna say the answer is like Jackson Forsyth type vibe for sure.
That is I don't think there's a better person than
there's really that. Just not. PP3 or E3, I mean, if you're Elijah Molden, then you have Alex Molden as your father. Which, no disrespect to John Tawa, I mean, I love him, but that's pretty much everything I've ever dreamed of in my whole life. But the unfortunate reality is that you couldn't date Alana, which is very much in my future plans. So that would be just honestly, just for that aspect, I'm being PP3 because I'm wifing up Alana Molden the second she turns 18.
I mean,
I hate to say
you get the
that's something the I would say
NBA if it was factor rich. Versus the NFL factor, and on my side, I prefer the NFL factor, the NBA factor. But when you consider the two personalities and the two kind of egos, might you say, you would always want to be Elijah Molden.
I mean, Elijah Molden
you want to be that guy.
He's just the coolest dude to ever walk this earth. Really, it's that simple. It's really that simple.
He might be the embodiment of like the perfect human,
dude. Let's face it, he's a beautiful man. He's an unbelievable athlete. He's got an absolute savage of a father and a sexy-ass sister, is what I would say if I were underage. But, I don't know, man. That's brutal. I'm gonna go PP3 for the reason I mentioned earlier, though.
For sure.
Ryan said EL7, and that's, I think that went without saying that we would obviously both rather be EL7.
If it's between the three of them, we're going EL7.
I'd rather, no doubt.
As much as I would love to play every possible position on the field as like third string involved. I'm just kidding. I'm not hating on my man. I love the guy.
No, no doubt. He's sick. No, that clearly wasn't any hate.
And what did I say to PP3 when I called him after he got dropped? And I continue to wonder Eli's hate maybe or his jealousy.
Clearly very jealous. On Instagram. Clearly very jealous.
As it's truly, it's not something I control. It's truly just I'm sick.
Right, right.
And obviously I hit him up and I told him, congrats. And I wanted to potentially move out there with him. I wanted to get him on that payment, get a little revenue coming in and, chill with the man. That's my brother.
No doubt. You guys are clearly boys. Clearly boys.
Oh, absolutely.
But the unfortunate thing for you is if you did that, you might have to face the reality of seeing Dylan Jordan or whatever the fuck his name is face to face.
Yeah, that.
Which would be a tough situation.
Especially if I'm chilling with him and all of a sudden he's like, yo, bro, do you have a podcast? And it's like, what do I say then?
You say, yeah, just make sure you don't listen to the part where I talked about your mom with cancer. That's what you say. That's really what's crucial.
Yeah, just don't check out our second episode. That'd be about it.
Does Kate Brown give a fuck about what Ryan Taub says about COVID? And I mean, I think the answer is clearly yes. He's obviously. Yeah,
I don't know how she couldn't give a fuck about it.
Here's what I think. I think that she saw Ryan's and Clay's and Gavin's and was like, eh. But then when Kane and Huffman came out with the video, it was absolutely groundbreaking. She saw the fact that he was saying about 100 words a minute and looked like an absolute douchebag. And thought, this man knows the response to COVID better than anyone. He must know better than I do.
I'm sure that when she's been thinking of these different protocols and stuff, it never came to mind that maybe these kids want to play high school. Like it's truly their dreams, and if a couple people, end up dying maybe because
like who gives a fuck, bro?
Contract the virus through this game. Then it's all good because maybe someone got an offer out of it.
Are you kidding me, bro? These dudes could get offers to fucking to Southern Oregon. What do you mean?
Seriously, I don't know. I would hate for say Ryan Taubes to not get a CCT offer because he didn't get to finish the season. Although I am pretty sure he's one of the cooler guys.
No, I genuinely fuck with Ryan. Like most of those guys are my dudes, but at the same time, it's like you can really just shut the fuck up. Really, it's
there's simple. No way that Clay's getting his LSU offer if he doesn't get this season.
Oh shit!
Shame.
Would I rather spend $500 on the new AirPod Maxes or literally anything else? Are those? I think those are like actual headphones, and in that case, I don't know.
Given the option of AirPods or basically the Field, I'm gonna go with the Field, and I'm probably gonna throw it. If I'm just handed $500, I'm probably throwing it on the online casino on some black.
That's brutal. Let's segue that into another topic that was raised to us by our absolute good friend Hunter, who we haven't mentioned in the pod before, which is a damn shame because he's one of us. And that was just, why can he not stay away from the online Nino? And I think it's time we give you guys a little backstory. So.
I don't know if he wants the backstory.
He asked the question, so he's gonna get the backstory delivered, whether he really likes it or not.
He asked the question.
He did. Do you see it? He said, "If y'all are doing a pod, I have a question for it. Why do I continue to go back to the online casino?" So here's the backstory. This gambling site that some of us, not me, but some of us hypothetically bet on, has a casino feature, and one night Hunter keeps texting our group chat. He's like, boys, the Nino's going crazy right now.
And I will confirm that Nino was going crazy.
Like, by the end of some situation, he was up like $1,000. And
yeah, he cashed in big.
Huge.
And then he goes, he just gets off. He cashes out at over $1,000, calls it good, goes off. And then, a little bit later, the boys are still vibing, and, he comes back on. And we don't necessarily need specific amounts, but he lost
he lost a fair amount of money. And he never really learned.
No, he clearly hasn't learned that much.
He's had a couple of good nights where he's cashed in now, like 500, 300, and he's gotten off. But he did fall back to his old ways very recently. And, you know, it's a damn shame that Nino remains there, and it needs to be
that shut Nino off needs to be removed home from his phone as soon as possible.
Yeah.
As soon as possible. However, we as the Gay Bros are really just very thankful that he hasn't had a good night in a while. Otherwise, you can bet your ass that Cade would have lost not only his money, but the entire Knutson wealth would be gone from that online
Nino. They would be living on the streets by the end of the day.
It would just be devastating. But, yeah, Hunter, I mean, we've told you so many times you got to stay away from the fucking rigged-ass online blackjack. But consider this.
It's just a game because when he has a success, it draws us all back to it. No, and no. I personally can't stay off it. It's addictive. And it's a scary and stressful thing.
Yeah. But, no doubt. Should we be legal federally? I mean, yeah. I'm not going to answer. I mean, yeah. That's, yeah. Is Ryan actually going to get the tat if he loses? I mean, who really knows? He's clearly being a complete bitch and pussy about the entire situation. And it's just like, Ryan, you just need to stop. You just need to accept the tattoo for what it is. Like, you just need to fucking do it. And it's a punishment for a reason. Like, it's a punishment. None of us...
I mean, the worst thing is that he doesn't have confidence in his team. And it's
that's
I
what's
would
sad.
Probably...
That's really
normally, I tell him, like, you probably got the best roster in that loser's bracket.
Right. I mean, you forgot about my team, but yeah. Like...
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, yeah, like, you notice I haven't even considered any tattoo ideas because I know I'm not losing. So the fact that he has is a loser mindset, and now that you're going to lose, it's just, like, accept it.
Yeah, it's like he's now made this big deal out of it that it makes it that much more fun for us should he lose.
Right. And I think it's safe to say everybody's officially praying under, except for Ross because he clearly wants to lose. Everybody's officially praying under downfall.
But, I mean, at this point, if we all split it, like, we might as well just get Ross one as well.
I mean, Ross wants one so badly. I mean, there's a better than 50% chance he just goes out and gets one anyways. Just without telling us.
Probably before the end of the losing bracket.
There's a better than 50% chance he already has one, to be honest. And he's just trying to, like, cover up. I don't...
Chances are, if he ends up losing it, we're going to go, and he's just going to pull him down, and we're going to see he's already got one.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's going to be getting a matching one on the other sheet.
All right. If Adam's nose and Cade's neck collided, which one would take more damage?
You know, necks are strong, and Cade's got a girthy neck.
The girthiest, bro.
And
the girthiest.
If I lived up to my nose stereotype a little more, I'd put my money on me. But I don't think I qualify as the ultimate Jew nose, which is why I think Cade's neck would absolutely.
My money's on Cade's neck for sure. Kind of seems like a Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul type situation, but
absolutely.
You never quite know. What's going to be my new intro song after the new champ is crowned? I'll tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be The Champ Is Here from that one commercial. You know why? Because I will forever and always be the champ and daddy of this league. No matter what. Next question. How much will Jordy bleed after my first night back? Now, that's a very good question. However, the answer is not at all, because I actually have some personal news to share, which is I'm getting surgery on my pelvis very shortly, so Jordy will luckily be saved from the wrath of my cock in it. Jordy will thankfully be saved for his sake from my wrath.
I hope that doesn't limit me feeling your wrath.
Oh, I mean, I'm just gonna be on bottom, so we'll be all right. And my mouth still works, so
push. Yeah.
Is the league champion curse real? I don't know if it's real, but I know that for some reason the fantasy gods just weren't fucking with me this year. I don't know what I did. Maybe it's because they see that I have unlimited potential for greatness and they just want to limit me for a season. I don't know. Whatever it is.
It's a question that, you know, it's worthy to be asked. And I can tell you one thing. If the ultimate draft zone ends up winning, then it absolutely should be real, because I hope he has the worst possible experience in the league next year.
He's just such a fucking bum. It's ridiculous. The biggest dilf of the league, I'm going to say, fucking Jake. Jake just kind of like is a dad, you know?
That's fair.
Clint, maybe?
Jake, know, I think they're looking for physical fathers.
They say he says of the league.
Oh, definitely?
Yeah. Not like of the league's, but if we're looking for physical fathers.
I was thinking physical fathers, and I was going to probably go with Jake Knudsen.
Oh, Jake Knudsen could get it, bro. No cap. I mean, Jeff Byers, obviously a great play in that situation. He definitely
the words don't need to be said. Like,
I mean, anyways, I'm going to say fucking Colonel Scott is an absolute savage. He definitely gets a vote. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in a one-on-one situation with Mark Jacobs, because I'd be very worried he'd seduce me into bed somehow with that voice. So yeah. There's a lot of viable candidates. There really are.
There really is.
Fucking Doug.
I kind of wish that the follow-up question of the other side would have been asked. Oh. Because that's kind of my specialty.
I mean, do you have any ideas? You can just get into it. I feel like it's been asked a million times, and the answer will forever and always be Michelle Beyer. But if you have...
Next question. Yeah, that works.
Best Sonny character, Dennis or Frank? I mean, first of all, you're very much sleeping on Charlie, but it's like, I mean, I gotta go with Dennis, just because Frank like has his moments, but he's not as consistently. I'm gonna say Dennis, but Charlie's, you guys are both sleeping on Charlie. First of all, best go ahead.
As someone who hasn't seen Always Sunny, but will be starting shortly, I will go with the question based on my own personal Dennis and Frank's, which would of course be Dennis Tang or Frank Elliott. And obviously Frank Elliott's the GOAT.
No, you know, God.
There's nothing like some Frank Elite. But you know, you can't pass up on Dennis Tang.
You really can't.
That's a man unlike anyone.
All right, best Entourage character? I don't even know if this is difficult, because it's without a doubt fucking Ari. Just without a doubt. I mean, what's his name? Fucking, what the fuck? How am I forgetting his name? The dude, Victory guy, I'm forgetting his goddamn name. But Ari's the best character, I think, without question. He's maybe the best character of any show I've ever seen.
Going to Ross's next question, the best type of soup, I will circle back to the most overrated food. Not that I feel it's necessarily overrated, but out of many foods, I absolutely hate soup.
Soup fucking sucks. By the way, I was talking about drama earlier. But anyways, soup does suck ass. So does chili, by the way. Chili is shit.
Yeah, not a fan. However, chowder's good.
Oh.
Get a little clam chowder.
For sure, dude. I'd love some clam chowder. For sure. Really discriminatory for those of us with shellfish allergies, but nice. Nice.
That's just, you know, it's a personal problem. Shellfish is, you're missing out. You might as well just take the reaction and get it down.
No doubt. No cap. Best type of soup is none, but I guess I'm going chicken noodle if I have to. Or maybe maybe that soup you get at fucking, like, Joy Teriyaki and shit kind of bangs.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm going to advert out of soup and go to the chowder category for some clam chowder.
There.
Which some might consider soup, I suppose, but I'd say it's
yeah,
it's fair. Chowder.
Fair. Most useless major. I'll tell you what, it's not the most useless major, and that's definitely not sport management. If you're in that major, you're definitely like, it's very, it's one of the best majors out there for sure. Very applicable.
Who is sports management?
I don't know, but probably like a really smart, cool dude. I don't know though. I wish I knew. Yeah, but Ross says art or gender studies, which is incredibly disgusting. I mean, gender studies is the most important major.
Most useless major, I'd say anything. And if you're going for a major as like a language category, then like, what do you do?
Yeah, or like, no doubt.
Those like online programs that teach you in a couple weeks. You don't need a whole 4 years of college for it.
Yeah, no cap. That's a bad, bad major. Best swear word / slur.
Cunt.
That's a fucking great one. I find myself saying that all the time. All the time. Absolutely. I'm gonna agree. I'm just gonna agree on that one. the saying slat slat really lower heart rate? I don't know where that, I don't know what the basis for that is.
I haven't read that study on online, but I will look into it and we can follow up on that.
Ross says, what did that just mean? And I don't have any idea, but I fuck with it. That much is for sure.
I'd love to hear Mike's statistics behind that.
Average amount of fucking beer. Okay, we reached the maximum recording time, which is 60 minutes, so I don't know exactly where it cut off, but we'll just start. We didn't really miss anything, which is average amount of beat off per week.
It's currently a scary high number.
For Adam?
I don't necessarily know that I want to share a number, but as Abby does have the coronavirus, I'll leave it at that. It's a scary high number.
Yeah. That's tough.
There could be health problems in my future.
I'd say mine is relatively low, but that's because I'm dealing with a bit of a pelvic injury. That's definitely part of it, so we'll see. Locker room guy of the league, and who's the team captain? Damn. Actually, shit, I skipped Mike's. Constitute the street commandments. Thou shalt not simp is a great number one. I love that. Remember, what would future do? I fuck with that one. That one's hard. But I mean,
thou shalt not pay for an OnlyFans content.
Fuck no. Kidding me? Porn is free. Come on. Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, they seem legit.
Locker room guy and team captain. I don't know, bro. That's tough. I'm going to say team captain's probably Ben.
That is a team I do not want to be a part of.
I'm obviously joking, guys.
I don't know. I'd maybe give team captain to the commissioner. He just kind of holds it together.
Yeah, that's fair. Very fair.
And, you know, a sleeper locker room guy, it could be Colby Iverson. You know, he slides in there with those occasional comments. He gets things stirred up.
He often
But at the same time, do we ever really know what he's saying?
Not at all. I mean, he doesn't even know what he's saying half the time. And a lot of the time he unifies the league by us all collectively wanting him out of the chat for some of the dumb shit he says.
Absolutely.
So that's big time. Power rank the league members based on fantasy and Olympic performance. I can't speak on Olympic performance because I haven't been there.
Under two completely separate categories.
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of already power ranked on fantasy. Olympic performance, if you want to give a power rank, you can.
I mean, we've already kind of gone over these before.
Yeah, we don't need to.
I don't even remember the standings, but
let's just say
all I know is that I am at the top with, oh God, I forgot my partner. Son of a bitch.
Who is it? Don't say Ben.
Yeah, that's my point.
Oh, no, God.
All right,
straight to the bottom.
Team at the bottom of the
straight
power
to
rank.
The fucking bottom. I'm going to say power rank is just myself at one. I haven't partaken.
Yeah, on the second note,
but
on second thought, you know, I think Ben and I, after the season, can rejoice in our friendship and come back for the next Olympics next summer and win.
You know, I sure hope to be at the next summer Olympics, but I highly doubt that's going to happen. Unfortunately. But it is what it is. Anyways, Catan power rankings. There's only so many people who qualify for this. I'm going to say, I have no idea. Adam, you're much more qualified to answer this question than I am.
I can do my rankings. Out of people who I play with most frequently, I'll give my rankings as at the bottom, Ryan Gowdy. I'm sure he's going to have words for that. Once he hears this, probably after that we'll go Ben, just for obvious reasons. I'll go then Jake, Clint. Also towards the bottom, I'll throw Hunter in there. Hunter has a tough time, especially when there's money on the line. And then I'll go Cade, Eli, myself.
Okay.
And then at the very top of the power rankings is Ross Scott. One of the world's greatest baton players.
And he just loves it so much, too. It's really the passion he has for the game that helps him shine through.
He can't stay away.
I haven't seen Limitless. Have you?
Not in the past, like, 4 years.
But the question of Limitless or Inception, the answer is always Inception. Inception is a fucking amazing movie. Amazing.
Yeah, I will follow that.
Is that the last of them? Hold up. Will anyone listen to the new Cudi besides Willie G? Absolutely not. I remember I used to get in fucking spirited debates back when I was a little douche in my sophomore year in math with Will Glonard over who's better, Kanye or fucking Cudi. And the answer is obviously Kanye. He's such
Shout out the boy now for making his own beats to go with his own videos. It's truly one of a kind.
That's revolutionary.
Yeah.
All right, last question, Adam. I mean, that's obviously for you.
Oh, the George Avocado video. I did see that. I was very confused at the beginning of it, as it was in Spanish. And, you know, I really didn't know what to think of it from there and did not finish it. But, you know, it looks like he's doing great. Shout out George Avocado.
All right, well, we simply can't forget the question that we said we'd swing back to, which is best in the world at. You got anything? I'd say you're maybe like best in the world at getting creative gifts from Abby, just based on the wall I see behind you. I don't know if that's from her, but that just makes me think of all the creative, fun gifts that she's gotten for you.
However, some of over here is from her.
Right.
I do get some creative gifts. I also give some creative gifts. I've got myself a creative side.
No cap.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really a question I don't want to give an overwhelming answer for.
I'm just gonna think about it for a second. I just don't know.
Let them sit in silence.
Yeah, you guys can just meditate for about 60 seconds, you guys. Take this time and just enjoy some nice meditation.
60 seconds to an hour.
Enjoy this nice meditation break. I'll give you some background music. Some background humming. All right. What the fuck am I best at? I would say I have one of the best basketball jumpers in the world. My jumper is very pure, but I don't know if I'm the best.
He's that jumper
is disgusting. It's very pure.
Oh, fuck.
It's just a brutal question, man.
It's like I know the type of answer he's expecting, but I can't think of something to fit that.
It's really just a brutal question.
I'd say I'm the best in the world at sitting in my car, trying to get it to start over and over while looking completely oblivious to the fact that my car wouldn't start. Just trying to play it cool.
Yeah, at least you have your car. Parents fucking sold mine. I'm pissed.
Although it ain't running much longer.
God, it's so annoying. I'd say I'm... it's such a brutal question. Like, if we're trying to be really serious about it, I don't know. Like, I'm maybe best at playing darts in Adam's basement, but that's gone now. I'm best at playing darts on iMessage games. Sheesh. That's a good one. Nobody can fuck with me in iMessage darts, I'll tell you that much. I'm the best at editing and producing pods. Adam and I are collectively the best podcasters in the country. That's a good option.
As said by Matthew Berry and Lauren Knutson.
Don't forget Stephen A. Smith. Lauren Knutson.
You know, there'll be an answer in the future, Matt.
I'd say I'm one of the best at coming up with Instagram bios. Like, if you guys check my fucking Sinsta bio or whatever you want to call it on I Fear God, I'd say it's pretty fucking top notch. I'll read it to you right now. It says, out on a long walk with the Lord. I belong to you, Jesus. And then it says, popular loner, with like a light-skinned fucking hand emoji. And the popular loner was a new addition, but I feel really good about it.
Popular loner is definitely fitting. I love that.
Yeah, so I guess that's my answer. And I think that's going to about wrap up this pod. This is going to be over an hour long, which is going to be our longest to date. And I feel really fucking good about it. This was a great day
to be a league member.
This was an all-timer. We hope you guys appreciated. The questions were phenomenal. And
to close out, you know, Ryan, stop being a pussy.
Ben.
Definitely.
Stop being a little lucky bitch. Nobody likes it.
Nobody
wants to see you
Not
win.
Not one person.
And yeah, you know, there will for sure be a season follow-up pod.
No doubt.
Quite possibly in person together.
That would be extremely electric. Extremely.
So, yeah.
Good luck to everyone this week, and we'll catch you boys.
Except Ben.
Yeah, except for Ben. We're all praying. Except for Ben and Ryan, good luck to everyone this week.
Yeah.
See you, boys.